flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Like the streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise to bless your name and flow to you. Flow to you. Let my worship flow to you. Flow to you. Flow to you. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Lord, I pray in all I do. Let the river of my worship flow to you. Like the streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise to bless your name and flow to you. Flow to you. Let my worship flow to you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you. Flow to you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Let all my worship and all my praise flow to you. Nobody but you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you. Nobody but you. Let all my worship, let all my praise flow to you, flow to you. Like streams in the valley, they swell with the rain. Let the songs of my heart rise to bless your name and flow to you. Flow to you. Let my worship flow to you. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to bless your name, to lift up your name, to give you the glory and the honor that you are so worthy of. For God, our worship, oh God, this morning, it is for real. The songs of our heart, God, we want them to flow to you. Like the streams in the valley, as the rain comes, oh God, they swell the banks of the river, Lord. We want our worship to flow to you as the songs of our heart. Let them rise and to bless your name, God. It's our desire this morning to make your name glorious, Lord. It's our desire, Lord, this morning to make your name great, oh God, to lift up your name, oh God, in this sanctuary on this morning. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for another chance to bless you, Lord. For if it had not been for you on our sides, we would not be here today. But you touched me with your finger of love this morning. You touched me and you touched me, oh God, and you placed your hands upon me and you put the breath of life into me. You breathed the breath of life into me this morning, and I have an opportunity to tell you thank you. I have an opportunity to tell you, God, there's nobody like you. I have an opportunity to bless the Lord at all times and allow his praises to continually be in my mouth. I have an opportunity, God, to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, to give you all the praise. So I say thank you, God, for another chance to press, to bless, and to praise your holy and your magnificent name. For when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. But God, we long for more than just your blessings, God. We're not just satisfied with the fish and the loaves, but God, we need your presence. We desire your glory. We desire your anointing. We desire your refreshing. So come to more and have your way even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and as our worship flows to you, God, pour out your spirit upon all flesh, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let all of my worship, hallelujah, let all of my praise, God, flow to you, that it goes to no one else, God, that it goes to no one else, God, but your glory, God, your honor, God, it belongs to you this day and every single day of my life. No one else woke me up this morning. No one else started me on my way. No one else picked me up out of the fire, God. No one else picked me up out of the muck and the mire. But it was only you, God, and so you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone, oh God, are worthy, God, this day. You alone are worthy of the praise, are worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. So we bless your name this morning and thank you for another chance to say yes, Lord. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way. We say yes, we shall obey in the mighty name of Jesus. We put flesh under subjection, Lord, because flesh wants to get some sleep this morning. We put flesh under subjection, Lord, because flesh didn't want to drive in church this morning. But my spirit and God cried out to you this morning with a desire to bless your name, with a desire to be in your presence, with a desire to lift you up, God, so that your glory might be revealed in my life in the name of Jesus. I'm hungry, God, this morning, not for fishes and for loaves. I'm hungry, God, this morning, not for breakfast or anything else, but I'm hungry for your glory, God. I need your glory, Lord. We long for your glory, God, and when your glory, oh God, is with us, God, oh God, it brings about strength, it brings about renewal, it brings about peace, it brings about joy, it brings about hope, Lord, and we need more of your glory, God. We need more of you. And so, God, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, we bless your name this morning. As we start off this early morning prayer, God, on this Wednesday, God, in the month of August, God, I can't even remember what day it is. I believe it's the 11th, but we magnify your name and we glorify your name. For when praises go up, God, I continue to say that blessings keep on coming down, and I feel your blessings even right now in the mighty name of Jesus as we sanctify our hearts right now, as we put flesh under subjection, and as we yield ourselves to you, God. You tell us to submit ourselves to those that have rule over you. Oh, God, and submit yourself. Obey them that have rule over you. And submit yourself, for they watch for your soul. I thank you, God, for watching over my soul day by day in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You watched over me yesterday, God, from dangers seen and unseen. God, you protected me all day long. You allowed me to get myself to D.C. and make my way back to Woodbridge, Manassas, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord. You kept my family all day long. You kept my children all day long. Oh, God, you have blessed my family from Texas to Tennessee, Lord. Oh, God, all across the country, California, God, over and over again, God, you keep on blessing my family. And not only that, you're blessing those that are worshiping here at Praise Center as well. You keep on blessing us and open up doors and making ways out of no way, God, and keep meeting the needs, God. You're worthy, God. You are worthy, Lord, because you've done so many great and marvelous things that we cannot even count it all. And so we thank you for the simple things in life this morning, Lord. Before you ask, we ask you for any type of petition, Lord. Before we make any requests from you, before we even call of you, oh God, and things of that we feel that are necessity in life, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, this morning. Thank you for mine to bless your name this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for mine to serve you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to bless the Lord with the fruit of my lips and offer to you a sacrifice of praise, Lord. I thank you for a mind, oh God, that has a desire to be in your presence and to be in your glory, God. I thank you because I didn't always have that mind. I didn't always have a mind to come into the church, oh God, and offer it to you a sacrifice. I didn't always have a mindset, oh God, to rise and bless your name, God. I didn't always have the mindset to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, like the land you have called to do, Lord. I didn't always have that mindset, so I thank you, God, this day for mine to bless you. I thank you, oh God, this day for mine to lift up your name. I thank you for a mind, God, that has a hunger and a thirst for more of you, God, not the things of this carnal world, God, not for those things, oh God, that will only, oh God, put me down, not those things, oh God, that are temporary, God, satisfaction, but I long for more of your glory, God. I long for more of those eternal things, God. So fill me with your love this morning, God. My cup runneth over, Lord. Fill me with your goodness, Lord, this morning. My cup runneth over, God. Fill me, oh God, with your meekness and your long suffering, your kindness and your gentleness, God, your great ministry, God. I need more of you, God, so that I'll be great for you. A mind, God, that has a desire to bless you. A mind that has a desire to glorify you. A mind that has a desire to submit to your will and to submit to your way. I thank you, God, today that I have a mind, oh God, that has been transformed and renewed. Oh God, because as I said, my mind was not always in those thoughts. I didn't always have those plans. But this morning I woke up, God, ready to get to the temple, God, to get to this place of worship, God, through the mugginess of the atmosphere, oh God, through the dryness and the heat of the weather, God, I thank you, oh God, that you allow me to make it here to call on your wonderful and mighty name. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, Lord. Oh God, your name is worthy, Lord. Your name is glorious. Your name is magnificent, that angels, oh God, bow at your name, Lord, that the demons, they must flee at your name, that everything is subject to the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that there is still power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you that I can call on your name, God, and your name still works just like it always has. There is glorious power in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, that I have a mind to bless your name. Hallelujah. And so let my worship, God, this morning flow to you. Let the songs of my heart, Lord, let them flow to you. Let them swell up, oh God. Oh God, like the rivers of the valley, God. Oh God, and to rise and to bless your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Let all of our worship, let all of our praise, let it flow to you, God, this morning. Hallelujah. As we bless the God of our salvation. But when we bless you, God, we get our minds off of our own troubles and our own situations. Our mind is taken away, God, and they go into being the mind of Christ, for he knew that the cross was ahead of him. But he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, because he put down the flesh. The flesh didn't want to go to the cross, but he says, not my will, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. And so we say that this day. Nevertheless, God, let thine will be done in our lives. Our minds are on you. Our hearts and our minds are focused in on you. We are looking to the hills, knowing that our help cometh from you. Our help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And so we thank you, God, for an opportunity to let our minds go free. Opportunity for our minds to worship you. An opportunity for us to come together in corporate worship, to magnify the God of our salvation. Whether we're tuning in from Texas or California or Tennessee, God, or even Illinois, oh God, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, God, wherever we may be at, oh God, dialing in on this call, Lord, for those that are tuning in at a later time, God, we thank you for an opportunity to praise you, God. Lord, when we come here, God, we have a need from you. We must come here, oh God, because we have a need from you. We only come here this morning, God, because we have a need from you. And the first need we have from you, God, is to let your glory be revealed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We desire to see your glory, God. We long to see your glory, God. Let your glory be revealed, oh God, to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your anointing flow, oh God, and your glory be revealed, God, that we may walk under your anointing, that we may walk in your power, that we may walk in your strength, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you have not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. And so we don't have to fear, oh God, what comes our way. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. It just will not work, God, because you have already spoken the words of life into us. And not just life, but an abundant life. And so we walk in your anointing, God, this morning. We walk in your favor, God, this morning. We walk by faith and not by sight, and we put flesh under subjection. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We put flesh under subjection because it only is decaying. It's not replenishing itself. It's not renewing itself. But day by day, this flesh is going away. But I thank you that my spirit man, God, is growing stronger day by day as he yearns, oh God, for your coming, as he yearns for the opportunity to be caught up and to meet you in the air, as he yearns, oh God, for eternal glory, spending eternity with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I want to say thank you because my mind was not always on you. It was not always on the hope, oh God, that you give to your people. So I grew up in the church. So I grew up in the way, knew which way I should go. Found myself falling out of your will and falling out of your presence. But I thank you, God, that you had mercy upon my soul. Thank you, God, for a second chance and a third chance and a fourth chance and a fifth chance and a chance over and over again. You kept on having mercy upon me over and over again. And so, God, I want to say thank you. But let us not fall back into our old ways. God, let us rebuke those things, oh God, that were in our former life, oh God. For if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God, make us new even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Make our walk new. Make our talk new. Make our thoughts new and our actions new. Make our words new before you because we are in you. Old things are passed away. Old habits are passed away. Old thoughts are passed away because those things have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Thank you for the cleansing, Lord. Wash us even now, God, and make our minds a fresh and anew in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover us and saturate us and purify us in the blood even now, Lord. Let your blood cover us, Lord, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord. Wash us and purge us with hyssop. Created us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us, God, that we may, God, our worship may come before you, and it may be received, God, before your throne of grace, and that it may not be rejected, Lord. Hallelujah. Make us clean. Make us whole so that we may be new in you on this day. Thank you, God, that you don't hold our sins against us, that when we confess our sins, you or your word says that you're faithful and just to forgive us, Lord. And over again, you forgive us, and we thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your favor, God. We thank you for your long-suffering, God. We thank you, God, that you exhibit all the fruit of your spirit, God, and that's what we want to do as well. That as we go, oh God, and walk along these perilous pathways, that the glory of our Lord may shine in us, God. And someone might say, what must I do to be saved? Give us the boldness, God, today. Give us the authority, oh God, today. Let us walk in our authority today with the boldness that you've given us, oh God, to proclaim your good news to a dark and dying world, Lord. But when we find ourselves caught up, oh God, in things that are carnal and those things that are unlike you, holding on to the past and being weighed down by our past hope and our past sins, our past failures. Oh, God, let us look to you this morning. Stir up in our hearts and our minds even now and reveal your glory to us. Reveal your glory, God. Let us see, oh, God, what you have in store for us, Lord. Oh, God, we understand we probably can't handle the full picture, Lord, but let us see your glory, God, the plan, oh, God, that you have for your people, Lord, that we may continue to run and not be weary. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we waiting on you, Lord. We can't run before you. We can't run past you, Lord. We don't want to get ahead of you, Lord, so we submit ourselves to you this day. Oh, God, make us new. Make us over again. Clean us up, oh God, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Oh God, that what's in us, oh God, may come out of us. And let us put things, help us to put things in us that are like you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let us stop putting those things, oh God, that don't do anything but causes us to decay more and more. But God, let us put things into us that, oh God, breathe about life, oh God, a prayer life, an effective and fervent prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus. For men ought to always pray. Let us find ourselves praying, God, at all times, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Without ceasing, Lord. Those things bring about life in us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I praise, oh, God. It brings about life, Lord. I know because as I was driving here this morning, Lord, I heard the songs of praise ringing down in my soul. Oh, God, and I felt your anointing, God, because they were the songs of my heart, Lord. They were the songs that were deep down in my heart, oh, God, willing to bless you, willing to glorify you, willing, oh, God, to make this atmosphere shift, oh, God, so that the glory might be revealed in my life. God, I thank you, God, because praise is still a weapon, Lord. Praise is still effective, Lord, that when praises go up, blessings come down. So, God, let your praises, God, flow through us, Lord. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us in the mighty name of Jesus. For we are a church, oh, God, that based our ministry on the power of praise. And not just the power of praise, but the power of prayer as well. We offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, God, because you're worthy of praise and you're worthy of the glory, God. We offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord, because there is none like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. None like you in heaven, none like you on earth, none like you beneath the earth, God. There is nobody like you, Lord. We can look all over and we'll never find anyone like you. So we refuse to put anyone before you, God. We refuse to allow anything to get your glory. We refuse to allow anything to separate us from your love, because your love is overwhelming. Your love is all-consuming. Your love is magnificent, God, and I thank you, Lord, today for loving little old me, God. Thank you for looking after my needs, oh, God, and knowing just what I need and more in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you because you know my ending, oh, God, from my beginning. You know the pathways I take. And you know the plans that you have for my life. And not only the plans, you know the thoughts that you have towards me. The thoughts that you have for me, God, to give me an expected end. God, that's reassuring as we go through this day to day. That the things that come our way, Lord, they're not here to kill us. They can't be here to destroy us because you won't allow that to happen. Oh, God, just like you did with the three Hebrew boys, Lord. You allowed them to go through the fire, God, for your name to get the glory. Oh, God, Daniel had to go through that lion's den experience, Lord, so that you can get the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. Help us to keep our faith and our trust in you, no matter the storm, no matter the situation, no matter the circumstance, Lord. But let our praise, oh, God, let it flow to you, oh, God, in season, out of season, in trial, out of trial, in circumstance, out of circumstance, in despair and not in despair, God, wherever we find ourselves to be at, Lord, let the praises of our King, let the praises of our God, let it rise among us in the mighty name of Jesus. Shape us and mold us, God, today, that we might be in your image, that we might reflect the God of our salvation, that we may reflect the hope that's within us. Let us never have an opportunity, God, where we fail to be able to expound upon the hope that we have. God, my hope is not built, oh God, on fictional promises or temporary things, but my hope is built in the promises or on the promises of you, my Lord, my King, my God. So shape us and mold us, oh God, today. Oh God, root up everything that's unlike you. Make us into vessels of honor and not vessels of dishonor. We understand that in this house there are vessels of honor and dishonor. vessels of wood and vessels of gold. But God, we don't want to be carnal vessels. We don't want to be things that don't bring you glory. And so, God, all of our worship, whether it's with the lifting of our hands, oh, God, whether it's with the fruit of our lips, oh, God, whether it's even in the dance or a wave offering, God, whatever it may be, God, let the praises of our God, let it rise among us. Let it rise among your people on this day. And, God, be true to your word. Come in, oh, God, and inhabit the praises of your people, Lord, to shift the atmosphere, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your glory might be revealed in our lives, Lord, and that your light may shine in us, oh, God, that men may see our good works but give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you the praise. That's our desire, God, not to take any of your glory, Lord, but to give all the glory, God, and all the honor and all the praise to you, Lord, our God, Lord, our Savior, Lord, our wonderful keeper, our strong tower of our lives. God, we want our worship to flow to you. So I'm our sacrifice and our commitment. As God, it is our desire here at Praise Center to be a church that prays. For when we know we pray much, oh God, we'll receive much power. And we understand that, God, if we take little time to pray, we'll have little power to be effective in this community. God, this community needs us to be a strong tower, and we need to be a strong tower in this community, Lord, a beacon of light, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we want to be set apart for your glory, set apart for your honor. God, we don't want to just be another church or, God, building with a name on there that says church, Lord, but we want to be about your business in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be able to serve those that are in need, God. So provide the resources, Lord, and provide the way, God, and provide the income that we need to be a blessing in this community, Lord. God, we want to win souls for you, God. Give us the opening, Lord, and give us the avenue, Lord, and give us the plan that we need to implement, God. Oh, God, to win souls for you in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the obstacles, oh, God, that we have come across, Lord, and we bind those things right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of defeat. We bind the spirit, oh, God, of hopelessness. We bind the spirit of depression, God, anything that will cause us not to hold true to your word. You said if we lift you up, Lord, that you are draw all men unto you. So wherever we have an opportunity to lift up your name, God, draw them in, Lord. Draw them in from the fields of sin, oh God, that we may be the body that you call for us to be, an effective body, a victorious body. And I thank you for those that you blessed us to be here, to be here with us. We're not in service on our own, and we want to say thank you. Our growth is slow, Lord, but I say thank you, oh God, that we still have growth, Lord. Oh God, because we could be in the same point for year after year. But I know, God, that you have something great in store for me. And every day that I move forward in you, it draws me closer and nearer to the promises that you have given me for this place and for this center that we're in right now. I thank you for what you have blessed us with, Lord. You blessed us with a building, God, that we have our own ability and own control to get in. No longer do we have to wait for school, oh God, to get out, or God, or the times that school is out, Lord. And no longer do we have to wait for somebody else to let us into a building. But God, you have blessed us, Lord. I just want to say thank you for what you have done, Lord. Oftentimes we ask for other things and we're not grateful for the things that you have already blessed us with, Lord. And so, God, I want to say thank you for this building, Lord. I thank you, God, for the beautification that you've allowed us to do. Oh, God, how you allowed us to invest in this building, God, and we've never missed a bill, God. We've never missed a payment, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, for with the membership that you have blessed me with, Lord, the flock that you have given me charge over, God. You have sent the needs and allowed them to meet the needs, every single need, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord. As we take care of this place, as we take care of this worship center, God, we also want to, oh God, you to take care of all of our needs as we concentrate on your, oh God, worship, God, on your building, on your ministry, Lord. We cast all of our cares upon you, oh God, and need you to meet our needs. need you to meet the needs of our homes, oh God. Meet the needs of our finances. Meet the needs of our physical bodies, Lord. Meet our needs, oh God. Oh God, all of them, God, we cast them over to you, God. Our family and our children, Lord. Oh God, our homes, oh God, and our bills, Lord. Our concerns and our hopes, oh God. Oh God, our careers, Lord. We cast them all over to you as we seek you first in the mighty name of Jesus. And your righteousness, God. Your word promises that you will add all these things unto us. Us, Lord, we just want to be effective ministry, Lord. And so as you shape and mold us and make us into your image, Lord, to cast out everything that's unlike you, to purge us and purify us, Lord. And as our praise and our worship flow to you, make us meet, oh God, for your work, for your ministry, for this community, in the mighty name of Jesus. Wherever we may be at, God, whether we are at work or walking down the street, give us the boldness to proclaim your good name and all the things that you have done. Thank you for the testimonies of victory, God, that you have given each and every one of us, Lord. God, help us, oh God, to remember the great things that you have done, oh God, because those things will take us through any trial, any tribulation, anything that's coming our way. And so we submit ourselves to you on this day that the Lord has made. We rejoice, oh God, and we're glad in it because we serve the God who made the day. Oh, God, who knows our ending from our beginning. So order our footsteps today in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us be a blessing to those that come across our pathways, God. Help us not to look down, Lord, on those that are less fortunate than us in the mighty name of Jesus. But give us a praying spirit, Lord. Oh, God, to intercede on their behalf, Lord. Saw a young man that was drunk out of his mind. He was just sitting there drooling, Lord. And at first, disdain came into my mind, Lord, but you quickly took that out, oh, God, and it came into concern, Lord. And I just began to pray for him at that time. God, give us an earnest desire to see their souls are saved, whether they're coming into the house or not, in the name of Jesus. Give us a spirit of compassion, Lord, oh, God, because the world, oh, God, is steadily destroying itself day by day, Lord. People, oh God, don't have hope, oh God. They don't have a reason to live, Lord. But for those that do, Lord, God, help us to have a desire to intercede on behalf of others, whether we know them or not, Lord, whether they look like us or not, Lord. Give us the heart's desire, your desire. Let your will be done in our lives. Let us have a heart like you, Lord, because you look beyond faults, Lord, and you see the need. Give us praying spirits, Lord, to intercede on behalf of this dying and dark world. We pray for this nation, God, who has fallen further and further away out of your glory. No longer, oh God, are we founded upon the principles of the word of God, but we have allowed our own thoughts and our own ways, oh God, to take control and to be put in place of godly principles and your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind the devil on every hand, Lord, and we pray, oh, God, that there are people that are willing to stand upon the promises of God. Help us, God, today to stand on you and not, oh, God, not give up hope. Oh, God, not, oh, God, turn from what we have been taught. Oh, God, but help us stand upon you in the name of Jesus, no matter what the government does. Help us to still have the boldness to proclaim that God is still yet alive and that he is still in control. He may not be, oh God, running the lives of those that are not yielding to him, oh God, but you're still in control, Lord. You know the way that we should take. And so we submit to you and we proclaim, oh God, that you are still in control. Help us to be a beacon of light in this world, Lord. So we need more of you. We need your presence. We need your glory. And we need you to touch us every day. Root out those things that are unlike you, that cause us to fall short of your glory, that cause us to be carnal in our thinking and our ways. God, but let your glory have its way in our lives and in the lives of your people everywhere, God. We pray for pastors everywhere. We pray for churches everywhere. Let us just not be churches in name only, but let us be about our Father's business, oh God, to go and win souls for you, to go to teach all nations and baptize them. God, give us the hunger and the thirst for souls in the mighty name of Jesus. Souls, Lord, whether they come into this place of worship or go into another place of worship, Lord, we just want the kingdom of God to be enlarged, Lord, and not just the kingdom of the pits of hell. I understand that they are enlarging themselves day by day. God, help us to be about our Father's business. Help us to do your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to share the good news of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ with someone, that lives may be changed, God, souls may be saved, shackles may be broken, oh God, and people may be delivered and set free. God, do it for your glory, Lord, and for your honor and for your praise. I pray for every single member here at Praise Center. I thank you for those that you've given me watch over. I pray that you help me, oh God, to lead them and be the shepherd that you need for me to be. Train me up, oh God, and continue to grow me up in you. I have not yet attained, God, and so I continue to press for the mark for the prize of the high calling, Lord. There is a high calling that you have for me as a pastor. There is a higher calling that you have for me as a father, as a husband, as a man, God. There is a higher calling that you have for me. So let me not be content with the status quo, but help me to continue to push the people. Help me to continue to lead them by example. Help me to continue, God, to be the man of God that you call for me to be, to encourage the hearts and the minds of your people, God. Oh, God, that they may do your will, that they may submit to you, God, and that you may get the glory and the honor and the praise out of their lives, oh, God, out of their walk and out of their talk in the name of Jesus. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Lord. I pray for, God, Sister Diamond Star. I pray for Eric McCowan and Crystal McCowan, little Aaron McCowan. Mother McCown, I pray for her today. Bless her and keep her, oh God. Honor her sacrifice and honor her commitment, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, we've got Sister Valerie Miller, and Brother Victor Merriweather, Brother Eric Coulter, God, I pray for that family. Sister Connie Coulter, Lord, and little Jalen and Christopher and Yasmina, Lord, and little Zachariah, I pray for that family. I pray for Deanne Graham and Renix Graham, God. You know all of those that have invested in this ministry and invest over and over again. I even thank you for those that stopped by, God, just to get a retuning and a refilling, Lord. I thank you, oh God, that we can be a city of refuge, Lord. Oh God, that those that are wounded and those that are worn, God, can come in and get renewed, God. That's because we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord. That's because we're a prayer church, oh God, that's founded on, oh God, the principle of prayer, Lord. We don't lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, God. We trust you and we believe in you, God. And so, God, we thank you for everyone that has stopped by, God, oh, God, to see what's going on here at Praise Center. Thank you, God, for allowing us to be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because we know our labor is not in vain. Our labor, what we do, what we give to you, only what we give to you, only what we do for you will last. And so, God, strengthen our walk and strengthen our talk and strengthen our objectives, God, and strengthen our hope in you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless the ladies, oh God, as they come back later on tonight, Lord, and display the vision board, oh God, that they have, oh God, for their areas of ministry, God. Oh God, we want to expand what we're doing in this area, God, so give us the vision, give us the understanding, give us the plans that we need, God, so that we may run with it, oh God, and that you may get the glory, and you may get the honor, and that you may get the praise. I pray for my leader, God, today. I pray that you strengthen him and encourage him right now, God, as he prepares to speak, oh God, in the second jurisdiction holy convocation later on this evening, God. Give us safe traveling mercies as we make our way down to the city of Norfolk, God. God, bless our travels, Lord. Oh God, that you may get the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. And then bless our leader that he may preach a word, oh God, that may stir our hearts, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen him even now, God. Undergird him, God. Give us to pray for him, God, in the name of Jesus, not just when we are before him, Lord, or not just when we are in his face, oh God, but wherever we may be, God, in our day-to-day prayers, give us a call on his name, oh God, that you may continue to breathe light into him, that you'll continue to give him good health, oh Lord, and give him the strength that he needs, oh God, to continue to lead us in this state. We pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake. We pray for the general board. We pray for the church at large. Will might be done in our lives, and that you may get the glory, and that you may get the honor and the praise. Bless us, God, as we go through this day. Lead us, O God, in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. O God, let us not lean unto our own understanding, but in all our ways, help us to acknowledge you, Lord, so that you may direct our pathways. And if you do this, God, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. We pray this morning. We say you thank God. Amen and amen.